Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning Siman Shin Lamed Zayin Si'if Beis. This is page Kuf Pei Gimel Lamed Aleph. We are holding on the end of the previous page at Si'if Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Asur l'chabir abayis elim kein hakarka merutzav v'yesh matir nafilu eina merutzav. You're not allowed to sweep a house unless the floor is tiled. And some say that it's mutter even if the floor is not tiled, even if it's a straight dirt floor. And then on the flip side, says Rama, v'yesh machmir nafilu b'merutzav. Some are machmir even if it is a tiled floor. V'chei noagin, and we're knowing like that third most machmir opinion, vein l'shanos, and we should not veer from that third and most machmir opinion. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah l'chabir abayis. The maze is offer me mikomo because you're moving dirt from its place. Gam mashva agumos, and you're also evening out holes. Moving dirt from place sounds like it's an isur muktza. That's what the Shaar Tzion discusses over here. Plus, you're being mashva gumos bikibudo. You're evening out holes when you sweep it. Shemismal and agumos. May I offer because you're filling up the holes that are in the house from the dirt that you're sweeping. Vavi binyan, and that's a violation of bona. And even though it's not your intention to even out the holes, it's still asur to pesik reshehu because it's pesik reshehu. And some say that no, it's not a pesik reshehu. It's darvashen miskaven, but we're concerned that you'll come to be mechavein, that you'll realize, there's a hole over there, and if I sweep this in this direction, then I could fill in that hole, and it will come to become a davar miskavein that you'll violate bona. Elim ken merutzav, unless it's a tiled floor, bein bavad and bein bekrashim, whether it be with stones or with boards, point is that it's not a dirt floor, and then there's yesh machmir nafilu. The Yesh Matirin, rather, the second opinion was Matir Afilu Einu Merutzaf, even if it's that it's mutter, even if it's a plain dirt floor. Tisfirlu, because this opinion holds the Gambaze Einu Vadai Sheyash Vagumos, that you can't be certain that you're going to even out holes in the floor. Velo Garami Rebuts the Shari Besif Aleph, and it's no different than when you pour you sprinkle some liquid on the floor, which is mutter in Sif Aleph, because there's no Psik Reshe that you're necessarily going to be Mashvagumos. And we're also not worried about moving offer from its place, because when a person sweeps his house, he's only sweeping up some dirt, some very soft, loose dirt, and that's not going to be a violation of chofer guma. And then the yesh machmirin was afilu b'merutzaf. The most extremely machmir shita was that you can't even do it even on a tiled floor. Bein b'avanim, whether it's tiled with stone, bein bekrashim, or whether it's the flooring is with wood boards, desirluhu debein merutzav havi psik reshe, because this opinion holds if it were a dirt floor, it's a psik reshe that you're definitely going to be mashvagumos. The gazrinan merutzav atuena merutzav, and we make a gezeira that you're not allowed to use even you're not allowed to sweep even on a tiled floor unto a case of a non-tiled floor. So those are the three opinions: either it's only mutter to sweep a tiled floor but not a dirt floor, or it's mutter to sweep both kinds of floors, or it's usher to sweep both kinds of floors. Vaiter in the Ramah now, mihu, there are some heterim though. Al yidei eni Yehudi mutter. If you ask a non-Jew to sweep for you, that's going to be mutter. V'chein al yidei beger, or matlis, or kanaf avas, hakalim, Veinu mashvagumos, and it's also mutter to use something that is such a soft bristled kind of broom that it's not really going to do anything, that it's not really going to move the dirt around all that much. So take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nyor Al Yidei Ein Yehudi Mutter. Hainu Afilu B'Sheinu Merutzav Tohu Einu Miskavein Rak L'Chabir Abayis. Even if it's a dirt floor, you could ask a non-Jew to do it, because all he's trying to do is clean up. V'Avtu P'sik Reshe L'Ninagumos. Even though it is a P'sik Reshe that he'll fill in the gumos, mutra al yidei einu yehudi. That's mutra de ba'amir lein yehudi lokaptinu kuleak moshkos b'sim reshin gimel sifei ba'agoi in shom mishum rura. We're not so machmir about amir le nachri on a psik resha. Meaning, if the nachri doesn't think that he's doing a malacha, the malacha, he just thinks he's doing a cleanup, so that we're not machmir, even though it's a psik resha, that he will be doing the malacha. And then we said the other kula was to use things that are hakalim, ratzalomar, dikivin shem kalim, since the bristles are so soft, ain't It's only going to move around the uppermost layer of dirt, and it's not a strong enough broom to really even out the holes. If somehow you could figure out how to do a really thorough cleaning job with such things, then it's taka going to be aser. And that's why it's mutter, even if it's a dirt floor, because it's not going to be able to be mashve gumos. And even if there are muktza things on the floor that you're sweeping up, it's still mutter to sweep because it's considered to be something disgusting that you need to remove from the house. And he says that some are makel with a different type of a broom, which is also very very soft, but maybe we shouldn't be so makel with that type of broom, whatever type of broom that might be. And then the final thing in the Ramah writes, V'asa l'chabed ha-begodim al-yidei machbedos ha-asuyim mi-kismim shalo yishtabru kismehem, that you're not allowed to sweep off clothing with a very hard bristled or very... with a very brittle brush, that the bristles are very brittle and they can crack and break. Shalo yishtabru kismeyam, says the Mishnah Berurah, lefi zeh hu adin shasal l'chabed habayis afilu b'mrutzav l'man d'shari, b'mechabdos ha'asuyas ma'anfei ilon yiveshim, she'enim nechvafim, that even the opinion that holds sweeping a house is mutter would not allow with a very brittle kind of broom, because it's for sure going to break. She'mechabdin b'em, v'atam kol zeh, tavi kamos sosa klik, and the reason for all this is that it says if you're destroying the kli, and even though it's true that mekalkel is potter in Hilchos Shabbos, yeah, but you're not allowed to do it lechachila. Mekalkel is potter lechachila, is also lechachila. I think I might have skipped the sifkaton over here. Sifkaton Yud Gimel, I think I skipped. Lechabed abegadim, to clean off begadim. Haynu afilu baofen shemitzada kibud ba'atzmam ein beim iser. We're talking about where you're sweeping off begadim, where the sweeping off of the begadim itself does not involve an iser of malabin or something. Could go and be beged yashan shein makbid alav. If it's an old beged that you're not makbid about, uchadoma kumavur lo b'sim shin beis sif alav baga ulefi zeh hu adin shasubam l'chabedes ha-shulchan afal pishakibin ha-shulchan mutter mitzad atzmo. And the same thing is going to apply to cleaning off a table, even though there's no iser in cleaning off a table per se, but if it's going to break the bristles of the brush, then there will be an iser in cleaning off the table. So to review what we learned tonight, first we said that there are three opinions about sweeping floors. Opinion number one is that it's usser on a dirt floor but mutter on a paved floor, and the reason it's usser is either because of muktzah of the tiltal afar, or because of mashve gumos with the psik reshe, that's a violation of bona, or that we're afraid you're going to be mechavin to be mashve gumos. Then the second opinion was that it's mutter because it's a davar sheino meskavin even on a dirt floor, and the third opinion is that it's usser even on a tiled floor because of a gezeira atu the dirt floors where it's a psik reshe. And then the second thing we learned is that there are two exceptions to the issur of sweeping a floor. Amir al-Nachri makes it mutter because he's just trying to clean up, and Amir al-Nachri is not such a problem on a psik reshe. And the other exception is a soft bristle broom that's not really going to be capable of being mashve gumos. And then the final thing we learned is that you're not allowed to brush clothing nor sweep floors with something that has very brittle bristles, because you're going to break the bristles and it's going to be a violation of soser kli. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will finish up Simin Shin Lamed Zayin and maybe begin Simin Shin Lamed Ches. We'll see. Okay, tomorrow should be back to normal time, normal place. Everyone have a wonderful evening.